From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Still no end to the Iran nuclear talks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that if difficult decisions are not made in the nuclear discussions, negotiators are ready to, in his words, end this process. U.S. lawmakers of both parties appear to be souring on the prospects for a nuclear deal, too. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Even some of President Barack Obama's most stalwart backers on Capitol Hill are sounding a note of resignation on the status of the talks. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy spoke with VOA.
I'm less optimistic than I was a week ago. It seems as if the Iranians are having a very hard time getting to yes.
For longtime critics of diplomacy with Iran, stumbling blocks to a final deal confirm their worst fears. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says he is prepared to stay at the negotiating table in Vienna as long as necessary to clinch a deal with world powers and Tehran's contested nuclear program. Greece delivered its latest proposal for economic reforms to European finance ministers, who must decide whether they will grant the struggling government another desperately needed bailout. Little information is available about what is in the new package from Athens. The Greek parliament will meet today to decide whether to endorse the reforms. The entire 28-member EU will hold an emergency summit on the Greek situation Sunday. Liberia's government says two new cases of Ebola have emerged from the same community where the disease recently resurfaced. It is now triggering fears the virus may again be taking hold in the country. The number of confirmed Ebola cases in Liberia is now up to 5. This is VOA News. The United Nations announced a humanitarian pause in fighting, one that will begin at the end of today in Yemen, providing a break in Saudi-led airstrikes and fighting with a Houthi militia that will allow aid to reach millions of Yemenis around the country. A UN spokesman says the unconditional humanitarian pause will continue until the end of Ramadan in about a week. Pope Francis spoke out against corporate greed and apologized for colonialism in the Americas during a speech Thursday to the World Meeting of Popular Movements in Santa Cruz, Bolivia. Pope Francis spoke of the new colonialism to his audience of grassroots organizers, saying it appears at times as the anonymous influence of corporations, loan agencies, some free trade measures, and austerity measures that impact the lives of the poor. Here in the United States, South Carolina authorities are set to remove the Confederate flag from the grounds of the Southern State Capitol. At a ceremony, Governor Nikki Haley on Thursday signed a bill supported by Democrats and Republicans removing the Civil War-era flag 3 weeks after the racially inspired murders of 9 black church members.
We will see the Confederate flag come down. We are a state that believes in tradition. We're a state that believes in history. We're a state that believes in respect. So we will bring it down with dignity, and we will make sure that it is put in its rightful place.
Governor Haley says a Confederate flag will be placed in a museum. The U.S. House of Personnel Management now says hackers stole sensitive information involving 21.5 million people from federal government databases. The scope of the data breach, believed to be the biggest in U.S. history, has grown dramatically since the government first disclosed earlier this year that hackers had gotten into OPM's personnel database, stealing the records of about 4.2 million people. The U.S. National Security Advisor harshly criticized South Sudan on the anniversary of its independence, saying President Salva Kiir and the former Vice President, rebel leader Riek Machar, are directly responsible for the country's return to war. Susan Rice said that in contrast to the joy accompanying South Sudan's independence in 2011, the situation in South Sudan today now breaks her heart. Former Saudi Arabian Foreign Minister Prince Saud Al-Faisal, one of the most prominent members of the Saudi royal family, has died. Saudi officials gave no cause of death. He was 75 years old. Prince Saud led the country's foreign affairs for 40 years before retiring in April, apparently for health reasons. He was the world's longest-serving foreign minister when he stepped down. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.